This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The 4th of July holiday weekend is upon us, and for many that means a long weekend spent at area beaches from Long Island to the Jersey Shore. But one place people are increasingly not going is Atlantic City. In the past 2 weeks, the city's largest casino, The Revel, announced it would shut down if a buyer was not found by the end of the summer. Then Caesars Entertainment announced it will close the Showboat Casino Hotel on August 31st. Governor Chris Christie and Democratic State Senate President Steve Sweeney pledged they would not allow Atlantic City to turn into another Detroit. But less than a year after that promise, the seaside resort increasingly finds itself in a fight to survive. I'm joined by James Carmel. He's the founder of Gaming Atlantic, a casino gaming consultancy firm. He's also the author of Gambling on the American Dream, Atlantic City and the Casino Era. Welcome to WNYC, James.
Hi.
In 2006, casinos generated record amounts of revenue for Atlantic City, nearly $500 million. 8 years later, they're not even generating half of that. Where did Atlantic City go wrong?
Well, it's primarily due to competition in other places. So basically the casino playing marketplace is going to New York City, and they're going to Philadelphia and Eastern Pennsylvania. They're going to a lot of other places besides Atlantic City where casinos have opened up. And Atlantic City casinos haven't quite been able to sustain a competitive edge enough to maintain that traffic.
Governor Christie and Senate President Sweeney have both said they will not allow the city to go bankrupt, and there's been a lot of talk about the city reinventing itself and diversifying its economic base. What have they proposed to do to save Atlantic City, and how much of it has been done so far?
They're just kind of getting started on investing in nicer restaurants and properties and improvements around the city to make it more attractive, the beach and such. The idea is to bring people in who might not come in particularly for the casinos. And this is a long story in Atlantic City. I think it's just getting started perhaps again over the past few years, but it happens maybe every 20 to 40 years or so where you see Atlantic City trying to reinvent itself by bringing in a new clientele. And in this case, what they want to do is sell the beach and sell Atlantic City as a kind of night spot destination, a place where you can entertain yourself without necessarily gambling.
Besides its casino, Atlantic City has always had its beaches, its shore, its boardwalk. How come, after all these years, Atlantic City hasn't been able to capitalize on that, too, as a draw for families?
I think it has a lot to do with historic baggage. Atlantic City developed a reputation as a not very family-friendly place, kind of rundown city where all you wanted to do there was go to the casino. And I think it's going to take some time for Atlantic City to reinvent itself, reinvent its image to be more of a family-oriented place.
New York State legalized gambling last year, and now four casinos are planned for upstate and the Hudson Valley. Might these investments in New York go the way of Atlantic City? What are the lessons to be learned here, James?
The lessons to be learned, I guess, from the Atlantic City experience, probably be really wary of what's coming down the pike, and probably also diversify your economy so that a local economy doesn't become too dependent on a particular industry. Because if you lose that edge, and Atlantic City had a monopoly for many years, but they didn't build up anything else, and that's the main problem right now, is because the economy in Atlantic City is so dependent on the casino industry. So here the industry is now half of what it was about 7 years ago, and they're in really dire straits. So probably diversify economically would probably be, I think, the biggest lesson.
James Carmel is the founder of Gaming Atlantic, a casino gaming consultancy firm. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.